Well, the building in front of me here in Pategill's collapsed. There's wires and doors hanging out. There's even windows on the grass metres away from the house. On the grass at my feet, among the windows and doors, there's a single bunch of roses dedicated to the memory of the man who's lost his life. I've spoken to neighbours who tried desperately to rescue him from the flames. Chris Thompson lives nearby.
It was an old gentleman, so we just tried our best with what we could do, but it was just cracks and bangs, and we just couldn't get anywhere near for the heat as well. I did give one of the old ladies my jacket because she'd come out on her own and she was cold, so...
And obviously it looks like it really has shaken you. And yeah. What about the kind of community?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people. We tried our best, and, you know, a lot of people have been in us and seen what they could do.
27 elderly residents have been safely evacuated from the flats, and now police are praising the community spirit here in Penrith. As supermarkets gave free hot drinks, the leisure centre set up an emergency response point and was flooded with donations of pyjamas and toiletries. Well, we don't know when they'll be back in their homes, but they all have temporary roofs over their heads. As after the tragedy, the community of Penrith pulls together.
What do you kind of make of the community coming together?
Oh, it's been very good. Everybody's rallied round. Everybody's helped them. Brilliant.